Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Can you turn in your Bibles with me, please, to the Gospel of Matthew?
我哋请打开圣经马太福音。
To chapter 12.
十二章。
Gospel of Matthew, chapter 12, verses 33 through 37.
马太福音第十二章第三十三至第三十七节。
Please listen as I read.
请听我读。
Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
你们或以为树好，果子也好；树坏，果子也坏。因为看果子就可以知道树。毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎能说出好话呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他所存的恶就发出恶来。我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来，因为要凭你的话定你为义，也要凭你的话定你有罪。
I'd also like you to turn back to the book of Psalms.
亦都请打开诗篇。
Psalm 141.
诗篇第141篇。
Psalm 141, verse 3.
诗篇第141篇第三节。
There it reads, Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
那里讲到耶和华啊，求你禁止我的口，把守我的嘴。
And then one more reference, also in the book of Psalms, Psalm 19.
再在诗篇诗篇第十九篇
Psalm 19 verse 14
诗篇第十九篇第十四节
And there the words of the Lord says Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight O Lord my rock and my redeemer
那里主的话讲到耶和华我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
Let's take a moment and come back to the Lord in prayer.
我哋请低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you for the morning that you give to us.
天父，我哋感谢你今天俾我哋早上。
That we have an opportunity to worship you.
俾我哋有机会嚟到敬拜你。
That we have an opportunity to sing praises back into your name.
俾我哋有机会可以唱诗歌赞美你。
For you are a great God and worthy to be praised.
因为你实在是一个伟大的神，是值得我们的赞美的。
We want to give you the exaltation.
我们愿将所有的荣耀。
And the honor that you so deserve.
重赞，你所配得的重赞。
We give you our attention in this time.
我们实在，将我们的所有注意力都是集中在你那里。
That we might be mindful to the teaching that you have given to us.
使我们能够是，关注你要，我们所学到的。
That we may be careful to inspect all the words that you have recorded for us.
使我们小心去读你的话。
And that we would meditate upon it.
我们心里面思想。
So that it could change us from the inside out.
使你能够将我们由里面从里面改变过来。
We commit ourselves to you in this time.
将以下的时间交在你的手上面。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. So brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share with you some of the lessons that I am learning with my family.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我愿意同你分享一啲我最近喺我家庭里面所学到嘅功课。
These are very practical life lessons.
好实际嘅功课。
That I think many of us have learned to some degree.
我相信好多人唔少都已经学咗少少噶啦。
But many of us are still struggling with.
但系可能有啲仍然系学紧。
So I am in the ranks with you.
所以我同你大家一样。
You know the Apostle Paul tells us that we are to be individuals that abound in all things. 保罗在书信告诉我们，我们要在所有的事上都是满足，格外满足过来。That we are to abound in our faith, in our utterance or speech.
在我们的信心，在我们的口才方面。
Our knowledge, our sincerity.
在我们的知识，我们的热心。
And then also our love and grace.
在我们的爱心和慈惠的事上。
It is very important then that we as believers in Christ appreciate all these matters.
作为一个相信主的人，实在非常之重要，我们要是学到这些事。
That we could learn to be more like our Lord Jesus.
我们要学习更加像我们的主耶稣。
And abound in all these different areas of our lives.
在这些不同的方面上面，我们都要格外显出满足来。
Now the verses that we've read this morning, I think you can see what the common theme, the common words across all these passages are.
刚才我们所读的经文，相信大家都知道当中最多出现的字是哪一个字。
It deals with the mouth and the heart.
就是讲及到我们的口和我们的心。
And these are the lessons that I am learning now.
这些就是我现在学的功课。
That the words that come forth from my mouth
就是从我口中所出的一切言语
would really be pleasing back unto the Lord.
实在希望能够在神那里蒙悦纳。
That it would be consistent with the life that He has given to me in my heart.
这些话是要跟神给我们的生命是相称。
You know, we spend a lot of time talking about training the heart and the condition of the heart.
我们花了很多时间是讲到我们心的境况，怎样要去操练我们的心。
But I don't think we spend nearly enough time talking about how to train the tongue and the mouth.
但是我想我们没花那么多的时间是怎样去训练我们的口和我们的舌头。
It's true that our internal condition, our the condition of a heart does impact, does influence our speech.
我们的心的境况实在是影响到我们的舌头和我们所出来的话语。
But it also works the other way around.
这个是一个方面，另外一个方面由口影响心，亦都是同样会受到影响的。
Our speech influences our heart.
我们的说话能够影响我们的心。
Now, just as the writer James liking the rudder to influencing the direction of a ship.
就好像雅各讲到舌头好像一只妥盘能够影响船的方向一样。
Now that is what our tongue is like.
这个就是我们舌头的境况。
The tongue steers our whole body.
我们的舌头能够掌管我们整个身体。
There's a saying, loose lips sink ships.
有一句话讲到 我们一些很不小心的舌头能够去整沉一只船。
How many of you have heard of this phrase before? Loose lips sink ships.
有没有人听过这句话呢？这个不小心的口能够打沉一只船。
I don't think it's a very common slogan these days.
可能现在不是一句很普通的一句话。
And that's because it's from a era of the past.
因为这句话是从很久之前的世纪讲出来的。
It's actually a slogan. It's not just a phrase.
不单止一句话，是一个口号。
It was something that the government put forth in the 1940s during the Second World War.
是政府在1940年在第二次世界大战的时候，政府所立的一个标题，一个口号。
And with so many millions of Americans enlisted in the service,
在那时候很多美国人都是参军的,
and so many more volunteering,
亦都很多人是自愿参军,
or working on government military projects,
是在政府的军部那里服侍的。
The government was very concerned about people having loose lips.
所以那时候政府就很关注到人怕他们不小心说话。
And letting out secrets to the enemy.
怕他们是说了一些秘密是给敌人听到。
So it was actually a big campaign.
所以那時實在是一個非常大的運動。
They had posters made up and they were distributed.
它有很大的海報是弄出來周圍派。
Right? In some cases, they would also include the list of 10 things that you're not supposed to do.
很多海報裡面會列了哪十樣東西你是千萬不可以說的。
I mean, most of them are really very obvious.
很多東西都好像非常明顯你不可以說的。
Now, make sure you don't tell any secrets.
例如你不可以說任何秘密。
Don't reveal any strategic positions or locations that the army personnel are.
你不可以告訴人那些軍隊的位置在哪裡。
It just went on and on, but it was really all common sense.
有很多很多的例子,但實際上其實很多都是很普通,個人都知道的。
But I think a lot of times in the heat of battle and then also just in the comforts of life, we lose a bit of our common sense.
但實在在很多時候,可能在戰爭裡面,或者在我們平衡的生活裡面,我們很多時候就忘記了我們這些不應該說的東西。
Now today, as believers in the Lord, we are still in a battle.
今天作為信主的人,我們實在在一個戰爭裡面。
We are in a spiritual battle.
我們在一個屬靈的戰爭裡面。
And while we don't have to be like those people who have to worry about revealing secrets,
當然我們不像那時候那些人要怕說一些秘密出來。
We do have to be careful about the words that come out of our mouth.
但我們卻要注意我們口中所出的每一句話。
Because it will give the enemy a ground for accusation against us and against the church.
因為我們所說的話能夠給敵人一個機會去控告我們和控告教會。
As we can infer from the passage in Matthew, that our speech reveals really who we are.
剛才我們馬太福音那裡講到我們的說話實在能夠露出顯露我們是一個如何的人。
Just as a tree is revealed by its fruit.
就好像一棵樹的果子能夠讓我們知道那棵樹是一棵什麼的樹。
We know that a good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.
我們知道一棵好樹不能夠結出一些壞果子出來，同樣一棵壞的樹不能夠結出一些好的果子出來。
So in the same way then, our speech is an outflow of our lives.
同樣我們口中的言語就是顯露出我們心裡面的生命。
So then, a Christ-centered life then does not speak unbefitting of our Lord.
一個以基督為中心的生命是不會講一些與基督不相稱的話。
As such, then we need to show ourselves to be an example
to others. 我們實在要使我們成為其他人的榜樣。
We need to be more concerned about the things that come out of our mouths than just those things which go in.
我們要小心。 我們口中所出的一切話。
You know, we live in a time and an age of society that is so preoccupied with the things that go in our mouths.
你知不知道我們現在是活在一個世代，這個世代是非常著重入我們口的東西呢？
I mean, how many of you here read labels about the foods that you eat?
不知道大家你吃東西的時候會不會看到食物包裝上面那些指示呢?
I see a lot of you abashedly smiling and just raising your hand a little bit.
我見到大家很多人都微微笑開始舉手。
I mean, we are a society that is really preoccupied with health.
我們這個社會實在著重我們個人的健康。
We read all these articles about all these things that we aren't supposed to eat.
我們看很多的書籍去看看我們不應該去吃什麼。
And then we go to the grocery store and we look at all these things that we buy and we see all these terrible ingredients.
我們去到超級市場,我們會買東西,我們會看看那些食物包裝是那些食物用什麼做的。
And then we say, oh, we can't eat this or, well, I better not eat too much of this.
如果我們見到那些東西是不好的話,我會說我不會買這些或者我不會吃那麼多。
That's a blessing, I guess, if you aren't one who reads labels.
如果你是一個不看這些指示的人,或者這是一個祝福來的。
For unfortunately, there is so much these days that we really can't eat.
因為實在在現今這個世代,很多東西我們實在 是不健康，是不应该吃的。
But the point really is, we are so preoccupied with these things that go into our mouth.
但我所讲的重点就是，我哋非常着重入我哋口嘅系乜嘢。
We need to spend as much time and as much energy considering the things that come out of our mouths.
但更加重要嘅系，我哋要花同样嘅时间去关注，有啲咩系从我哋个口出。
Because those words that proceed out of our mouth, they actually come from our heart.
因为口出嘅一切话，都系由我哋嘅心里面发出嚟嘅。
And those are the things that will defile us and make us dirty.
我哋呢啲所讲出嚟嘅，就系嗰啲能污秽我哋，喺使我哋喺神面前成为污秽嘅人嘅嗰啲嘢。
One day we will be judged by our Lord.
有一日我哋会被我哋嘅主审判。
And one of the things that He will judge us on is our speech.
其中一样佢会审判我哋嘅，就系我哋口出嘅言语。
And by our words, we will either be justified or we will be condemned.
靠着我哋嘅口，我哋会被定义；靠着我哋嘅言语，亦都会被定罪。
Brothers and sisters, friends, this is no light matter.
弟兄姊妹，朋友，呢件亦唔系一件好轻佻嘅事。
We may brush it off casually, just as far as how we conduct ourselves in our speech.
我哋可能会好求其嘅，咁就听咗就算。
But this is a very serious matter in the eyes of the Lord.
但系呢件实在系喺神面前非常之重要嘅事情。
Because as it says in the Proverbs,
因为喺箴言嗰度讲到，
death and life are in the power of the tongue.
生死都系靠着言语嘅权，喺舌头嘅权下。
Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
生死都活喺舌头嘅权下。
Are we spewing out death?
我哋系咪讲紧一啲嘢会令我哋死咧？
Or are we promoting life?
定系我哋系希望会讲紧啲嘢可以得到生命咧？
For out of the mouth of the foolish comes ruin.
因为愚昧嘅人嘅口出嚟嘅嘢系会能够伤害人嘅。
But he who is careful with the things that comes out of his mouth preserves his life.
但系嗰啲小心自己所讲嘅人，能够保存佢自己嘅生命。
And not only his life, but the life of others that are around him.
唔单止系佢自己嘅生命，佢亦都能够保存其他人嘅生命。
I'd like to look at another passage in the book of Proverbs.
愿意再睇另一段嘅圣经，系喺箴言。
You would turn back to the over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 12.
箴言第十二章。
Proverbs chapter 12, verses 18 and 19.
箴言第十二章第18同第19节。
It reads, "There is one who speaks rashly, like the thrust of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Truthful lips will be established forever, but a lying tongue is only for a moment."
说话浮躁的如刀刺人，智慧人的舌头却为义人的良药。口吐真言，永远坚立；舌出谎言，只存片时。
Now lying is an abomination to the Lord.
讲大话是神所恨恶的。
There's actually a list of seven abominations in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言那里所讲到，主有七样事情是非常之憎恶的。
And lying is the second of these seven abominations.
在这七样东西，第二件，由第一点数到最尾那点，第二点。
Now lying is also inferred in the Ten Commandments.
就是讲大话了，亦都在十诫里面，亦都提到说谎这件事。
That in the ninth commandment, where it tells us that we should not bear false witness.
在第九戒那里讲到我们不可以作假见证。
This speaks to a lying tongue.
在这里所讲的，就是一个说谎话的舌头。
If we were to look through the Bible, we would find so many references in regards to a lying tongue.
如果我们整本圣经看的话，我们可以找到很多处是讲及到讲大话的舌头。
And so that is why the word abomination is used in the book of Proverbs.
所以在箴言讲到神是恨恶说谎言这件事情。
Because it is something that is very displeasing to God.
因为这件事情神是非常之不喜悦的。
He hates guile and he hates deceit.
他憎恨詭詐,
because these things are contrary to his nature.
因為詭詐不是他的品性的一種.
Now God is not a man.
He 神不是人.
He doesn't lie.
他不會說謊.
Not only doesn't he lie, he can't lie. It is impossible for him to lie.
不單止他不會說謊,
but lying is the very nature of Satan.
但是說謊卻是撒旦最主要的一個品性.
Now, Satan is called the father of lies.
撒旦是被稱為說謊之父.
And not only is he a liar, but he's a murderer.
不單止他是說謊的,他是殺人兇殺的.
See, lying kills.
他說謊亦都是殺人.
Now, bearing false witness kills.
作假見證能夠殺人.
When we deceive others,
當我們騙其他人的時候,
we bring them down.
我們將他們貶低.
We draw them away from the goodness and the truth of God.
我們將其他人引離神的好處.
Now back in the days of the Old Testament,
回到舊約的時候,
now bearing false witness was obviously something that was looked down upon.
作假見證是被人哋藐視嘅.
Because in the Mosaic law, one was put to death on the eyewitness account of either two or three.
喺摩西嘅律法上面，一個人能夠被定罪，只要有兩至三個人作見證就得啦。
You know, it's not like today where we have so much technology and forensic information.
唔係好似今日我哋有好多嘅科技能夠去查驗嗰啲證據.
Now we can look at DNA, we can look at fingerprints.
我哋可以睇指紋，可以睇你嘅DNA.
We have surveillance cameras everywhere.
我哋有嗰啲錄影機，可以攝錄到你所做嘅嘢.
Back in the day, all people had to rely on was really people's words.
喺摩西嘅時代，所有見證，所有嘅證據，就係人嘅口，人嘅話語.
So the law that God gave His people had to be very clear.
所以神俾人嘅律法要非常之明確.
You must not bear false witness.
不可以作假見證.
Because it's based on the account of witnesses that judgments were rendered.
因為就是憑這些見證，審判的結果就是出來了.
And many of the judgments would result in death.
而那時很多審判的結果就是死.
The laws of God are very black and white.
神的律法是很
It's so different than today's justice system, at least in our society here.
唔同今日社會嘅法律制度.
You know, there is no ambiguity.
喺神嘅律法裏邊係唔會有唔清楚嘅地方.
It was either black or white.
係一係白就一係黑.
Right or wrong.
一係對一係錯.
There is no in between.
唔會有灰色嘅地帶.
You couldn't have been acquitted in a criminal case and yet found guilty in a civil case.
喺呢個今日嘅社會，你可以喺刑事嘅罪上面係冇罪，但係喺民事嘅罪上面係被定罪.
There is no such thing as plea bargaining.
唔會好似今日嘅社會裏面可以去講價嘅，可以講價可以令到你自己唔使進入呢個法庭裏面。
Because everyone had to be responsible. Everyone had to take responsibility for their actions.
因為喺嗰陣時代，每一個人都要對自己所作嘅事情負責任.
Because the people lived in the midst of a holy God.
因為嗰陣時啲人係一個聖潔嘅神裏面係住喺嗰度.
And everyone who was around him also had to be clean and pure.
每一個人喺呢個神嘅隔離都要係聖潔嘅.
So as a result, we see that the Mosaic law, the law that God gave in the Old Testament, was very swift and was very clear.
所以我哋見到神俾摩西嘅律法係非常之明確，非常之準確嘅.
Either choose to be with God or to be apart from God.
你唯一可以選擇嘅就係同神一齊，或者就係離開神.
Either choose life or choose death.
你可以選擇嘅就係生或者死.
Either choose to be honest or choose to be dishonest.
你可以選擇係誠實或者唔誠實.
For the one who desires life, to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
这里讲到如果你仁爱生命，愿享美福，就需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
Now, all forms of lying, flattery, boasting, these are displeasing to God.
所有类型的谎言、奉承、自夸、都是、神不喜悦的。
Now, the Lord doesn't need any of our lip service.
主不需要我们任何的奉承。
We have to be careful that we're not people who are just honoring Him with our lips, but that our hearts are really far away from Him.
我们要小心，我们不是一个只是用我们的口来去赞美神，却是心是非常之远离神的人。
Because even before the word is on our tongue, the Lord knows it.
因为我们知道在我们的口出的话之前，神已经知道我们口要讲什么。
Isn't that a frightening thought?
是不是一件非常之可怕的思想呢？
God knows us this well.
神是非常之认识我们。
We can't pull the wool over his eyes. We can't fool him.
我们不能够呃到神的。
He knows us.
他认识我们。
So don't even try to offer up lip service.
所以你们不需要去尝试是奉承我们的主。
And similarly, don't be arrogant. Don't be boastful.
同样我们不可以自夸，不要骄傲。
We have nothing to be proud of.
因为我们知道我们是没有一件事是可以感到骄傲的。
Now, boasting isn't only displeasing to God.
自夸不单只是神不喜悦的。
But it's really very harmful.
而且是非常之有害的。
Now, the Apostle Paul writes that, don't you know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump of dough?
你记不记得保罗讲到一个小小的面团可以
A little leaven leavens a whole lump of dough.
一点点的那些酵可以令到整个团是涨起来。
So he says this in reference to boasting. Do you not know that boasting is not good?
保罗讲这句话的时候是讲及到关于自夸的事。他是告诉我们自夸不是一件好事。
Because while we may see boasting as just a small little sin,
可能我们觉得自夸只是一件很小的罪。
It's a sin that actually propagates.
但是这件罪就能够是发大。
And it infects the whole body. It leavens, it contaminates, infiltrates the whole lump.
能够影响整个的身体，能够是蔓延，是影响整个身体。
That is just one way how our mouths influence our hearts.
这个就是其中一个方法，我们的口怎样影响我们的身体。
You know, we also get in trouble when we speak too quickly.
当我们讲嘢太快的时候，我们亦都是自找麻烦的。
As it says here in Proverbs 12:18 about speaking rashly, like the thrust of a sword.
就好似箴言第十二章呢度讲到，说话浮躁嘅如刀刺人。
When we're thrusting a sword in the air.
当我们是揈一把刀嘅时候
，we're cutting others.
我们会刺到人。
If not even ourselves.
如果不是刺到自己的话，可能会刺到人。
You know, our tongues oftentimes are too sharp.
我们的口很多时就是很利。
And we hurt people.
能够伤害到其他人。
And we bring sadness to their lives.
我们将伤痕是带到其他人的生命。
Not only to their lives, but to our lives as well.
不单只是影响到他们的生命，亦都影响到我们自己的生命。
I mean, how many times have we been too quick, too quick-witted, and too funny.
有几多时候发觉自己讲嘢太快咧
？And in the end, it ends up hurting somebody.
有几多时候系讲错嘢，系伤害到其他人咧
？And after all the applause or the laughter by our friends, we go home and we have regret.
当我哋讲完嘢，可能所讲嘅嘢能够带到欢乐俾其他人，但系当我哋翻到屋企静落嚟嘅时候，我哋就后悔我哋所讲嗰个嘢咧。
We need to learn to be not so hasty, not so impulsive.
我哋要学习唔好咁冲动。
Now, the Bible actually tells us to be slow to speak.
圣经是告诉我们是要慢慢说话。
Learn to be a little bit slower when it comes to speaking.
学习我们讲说话的时候要慢慢来。
But when we do speak,
当我们说话的时候,
we need to be ones who speak the truth.
我们要说诚实话。
For the truth brings forth life.
因为诚实能够将生命带过来。
There's many references, and we don't have time to look at them today, in the book of Proverbs in regards to how the lips need to be truthful, the mouth needs to be truthful.
在箴言很多处都讲到我们的舌头要是诚实的。
And what the Bible says about it is that the mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life.
其中一道告诉我们义人的口是生命的泉源。
That a soothing tongue is a tree of life.
温良的舌是生命树。
Can you see how precious it is if we can control our tongues and have righteousness and soothing words?
大家见不见到这件实际是一件很宝贵的事，如果我们能够有义人的口，还有温良的舌头的话。
You know, the truth is also of great value.
诚实也是一件非常有价值的事情。
The tongue of the righteous is as choice silver.
圣经告诉我们义人的舌乃似高银。
Now it supplies and it sustains.
是能够持久的。
Because the lips of the righteous feed many.
因为义人的口能够教养多人。
I think that means when we are righteous, when we do well, we will be in prosperity.
我相信这里讲到的就是如果我们是一个义人，我们就能够成功。
And not only as far as physically in physical prosperity, but also in spiritual prosperity, that we will be able to lift up and build up our fellow man and brothers and sisters in Christ.
不单只讲到的是我地上的成功，更加讲到是灵里面的成功，因为我们能够造就我们的弟兄姊妹。
And then as we've read here in verse 18, the tongue of the wise brings healing.
在我们12章18节那里讲到，智慧人的舌头能成为医人的良药。
It promotes health and livelihood.
能够将健康带给其他人。
And it restores.
能够恢复。
So we are to be people who are to treasure the truth.
所以我们是要宝贵诚实这件事。
You know, it may not always seem that valuable.
可能很多时候我们不觉得诚实是有什么价值。
You know, it may even cause us some loss and some grief.
可能如果我们做诚实人的时候，可能令我们损失一些东西。
But truthful lips will be established forever.
但是这里讲到口吐真言，永远建立。
The writer of the Proverbs says that we are to buy truth and do not sell it.
箴言的作者是教导我们是要买真理，是不可以买的。
Have you ever thought about buying truth?
你有没有想过是要买真理，买诚实这件事呢？
What does it mean to buy truth?
什么是为之买真理这件事呢？
We're to seek after it. We're to work for it, just like wisdom and understanding.
我们是买这件事的时候，我们是要勤力的去得到，就好像智慧，好像吩咐一样。
It's something of great value.
是一件非常有价值的物件。
It's not just a commodity.
不是一些很普通的事物。
It's not that old adage to buy low and sell high.
不是好像世界告诉我们是便宜的时候就买，贵的时候就卖。
It's to buy low and buy high.
这里教导我们的是便宜的时候买，贵的时候也都要买。
And don't ever let go of it.
永远都不可以卖。
Because it's not just something that's useful.
因为真理诚实这件事不是一些只是有用的东西。
But truth is essential.
而是一些最重要的事物。
It is who we are as believers in Christ.
真理就是我们作为信主的人最重要的事情。
Because it is who God is.
因为神就是诚实的神。
Because righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
因为这里讲到公义和公平就是 神宝座的根基。
Loving kindness and truth go before him.
慈爱和诚实都是在神的面前。
So we have to always hang on to the truth.
所以我们要时常永远的是找住这个真理。
We always have to speak the truth.
我们要时常说诚实话。
But the Lord calls us to do more than just to speak the truth.
但是主是呼召我们不单止是说诚实话。
We are to be people who speak the truth in love.
我们是要作为一班是用爱心说诚实话的人。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
我们请打开以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15.
以弗所书第四章第十五节。
Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
It's not good enough for us to just speak the truth.
我们只是说诚实话，不是够好的。
It needs to be done in a lovingly way.
我们说诚实话的时候，要用爱心的方法来讲。
Our tact, our timing, our tone, they are just as important as the actual things that we say.
我们讲话时候的态度，我们的语气，和我们所讲的内容一样，同样的重要。
So in other words, it's not just what you say, but it's how you say it, and it's when you say it.
换句话来讲，是不是关及到你要讲乜嘢，更加重要的是你怎样讲，同埋是几时讲。
We are told to speak in love.
我们是圣经告诉我们是要用爱心说诚实话。
That means to be kind and gentle.
所讲到的是我们要温柔，是要用慈爱。
We need to display kindness like a sign.
我们要彰显我们的慈爱。
That is bound around our neck so that others may see it and be blessed by it.
好似圣经告诉我们要将慈爱诚实系喺我们的颈项上面。
Now the Proverbs also says, "Do not let kindness or truth leave you. Bind them around your neck."
圣经就告诉我们，不可使慈爱诚实离开你，要系在你颈项上。
I thought that was a strange verse.
我觉得呢句金句有啲奇怪。
As far as binding things around our neck, that is something that you would think is unnatural.
我喺度谂怪啲嘢喺我嘅颈里边系一件好唔自然嘅事。
I remember what the Lord Jesus said about binding things around the neck.
但我记得主耶稣点样讲要挂啲咩喺我哋嘅颈项上面咧
？He spoke to those people who would not learn to forgive.
佢嗰阵时系同一啲唔愿意学饶恕嘅人嗰阵时讲嘅。
That it would have been better if a millstone were bound around their neck and they were cast into the sea.
佢嗰阵时主就咁讲。
A stone, a large stone.
嗰陣時就同一啲人講你哋唔寬恕人將一啲石掛喺你哋一啲人嘅頸上面將佢哋拋喺海裏面，呢件事情係比你哋一班唔願意寬恕嘅人更加好。
This is to be the fate of those who are unforgiving.
呢啲就係嗰啲唔願意寬恕人嘅結局。
But instead, we are to be opposite of that.
但係我哋要係呢啲人嘅相反。
We're to be kind.
我哋要有慈愛。
And tender-hearted and gentle.
要有温柔。
And it should be shown on our necks.
要係掛喺我哋嘅頸上面彰顯出嚟。
Like an ornamental display.
好似一條好靚嘅頸鏈咁樣。
So that when others come to us.
令到当其他人见到我哋嘅时候
，they will already know in advance
佢哋就一早就知道
that we are people of the Lord
我哋系主嘅百姓。
that we have the life of the Lord within us.
我哋有主嘅生命喺我哋里面。
And that we're not going to treat you like the rest of the world.
告诉其他人，我哋唔会好似其他人喺世界嘅人对待你咁样。
But that we would be people who are kind-hearted, that we would turn the cheek, and we would go the extra mile.
我哋要做一班好心嘅人，我哋系愿意行多一米路嘅嗰班人。
We must learn not to be a stumbling block to others.
我哋要学习唔会成为其他人嘅绊脚石。
We must learn not to withhold forgiveness.
我哋要学习唔好唔宽恕其他人。
But instead to be a people who understand what it means to restore.
却系成为一班懂得去恢复其他人嘅一班人。
Now the Lord also reminds us that we need to be mindful of our careless words.
主亦都提醒我哋，我哋要小心我哋嘅闲言闲语。
That we need to learn not to be people who are idle, which leads to gossip.
我哋要学习唔作为一班系懒惰嘅人，因为懒惰嘅人系会喺背后讲人闲话。
Because worldly and empty chatter it leads to ungodliness.
因为俗世界嘅闲话系能够使人进入一个不虔敬嘅地步。
And it spreads like gangrene. It spreads like cancer.
閒話就好似毒瘡咁樣，越發越爛。
When we are not careful with our words,
當我哋唔小心說話嘅時候，
When we are not speaking with love and with grace,
當我哋唔係用愛心去用恩惠去說話嘅時候，
Then we will be caught up in the gossip.
我哋就開始講閒話啦。
And all the buzz of this world.
同埋講呢個世界所講嘅閒言閒語。
Not only the things that we speak, but the things that we read and the things that we write.
唔單止係我哋所講嘅，亦都係我哋所聽到、所睇到嘅。
It's a warning to be careful.
係我哋非常要小心。
Because gangrene, it's debilitating, it's life-threatening.
因为呢啲事情好似毒疮咁样，呢毒疮系能够致命嘅。
It kills.
能够将我哋杀死。
So we cannot let these mindless and careless and idle words get a grip of us.
所以我哋唔能够容许呢啲唔小心嘅闲话系抓住我哋。
You know, it will quickly ruin us.
因为呢啲闲话能够好快嘅系将我哋摧毁。
Just as we know, bad company corrupts good morals.
就好似圣经嗰度讲到，滥交系能够摧毁一切嘅善行。
Don't let your good morals, don't let the life of Christ be corrupted by bad company.
千祈唔好将你里面嘅善行，你里面嘅主系被其他啲不道德嘅事情系摧毁。
Sometimes we just have to tell people to stop talking about certain matters.
有啲时候我哋实在系需要同其他人讲，请停止再讲以下嘅题目。
That's when we're caught up in our workplace or at school.
例如喺学校里面或者喺工作里面。
With our friends, just tell them, let's not talk about this.
同我哋嘅朋友倾偈嘅时候，当佢哋讲一啲唔好嘅事情嘅时候，你可以同佢讲，请停止。
And the response that I often see, that I often experience, is that most people will respect that.
我经验，当我咁样叫人停止嘅时候，多数人都会尊重你嘅意思。
But then if they choose not to, then it's time to walk away.
但如果佢哋选择系继续佢哋所讲嘅，嗰阵时就系你需要离开嘅时候。
Because we need to learn to be the people that breaks the cycle.
因为我哋要学习成为嗰一班系中断呢个循环嘅人。
The cycle of insult leading to insult, of evil leading to evil.
呢个循环就系嗰个罪恶系带到罪恶。 同埋辱骂人带到辱骂人嘅呢个循环。
Who's going to stand up and stop it?
有边个系愿意站起嚟系停止中断呢个循环呢？
Of course we should.
當然我哋作為信主嘅人需要咁做。
As believers in Christ who have the word, who have the truth.
作為一個相信主嘅人,我哋有呢個真理,有神嘅話喺我哋裡面。
Now our words are to be gracious and edifying.
我哋嘅言語係需要充滿咗恩惠,亦都係要造就人嘅。
Our speech should always be with grace as though seasoned with salt.
在聖經告訴我們,我們的言語是要帶著和氣,好像用鹽調和一樣。
Our words should be flavorful.
我們所說的話是要有味道的。
And pleasing.
要是喜悅的。
Something that people would seek after, who would desire to hear of.
是一些其他人願意聽到的說話。
Everyone likes a little bit of flavor in their food.
我相信你們吃東西的時候都是希望你的食物有味。
Everyone likes a little bit of goodness in their conversations.
所有人當他們交談的時候亦都希望聽到一些好處。
No one wants to be around a person who complains and nags all the time.
沒有人喜歡跟一些經常投訴的人一起。
Who is just bitter and contentious.
不會喜歡跟那些很苦、很苦的人一起。
Argumentative.
非常之經常都爭論,很喜歡爭論的人一起。
Instead, we are to live with each other in a harmonious way.
但是我們是需要跟其他人很和諧的相處。
Learning how to edify as the need arises.
要學習造就其他有需要的人。
Learning how to give blessings.
要學習去祝福其他人。
Now that is such a struggle in my household.
在我的家庭裡面,這件是一件非常難做的事情。
You know, I just saw my son slip out, so now I can talk.
我剛剛見到我的兒子離開了,所以我可以說了。
I know he'll hear.
我知道他遲早都會聽到。
But I often say I live in a zoo.
但我很多時都是說,我好像在一個動物園裡面住一樣。
If you ever call my house, you'll hear it in my voice, in my voice recording, my message box.
如果你來到我的家,你聽到我的留言的時候,
The things that go on, the boys that run around the house,
你會聽到我家裡所發生的事情,我的兒子怎樣在家裡走來走去。
He can drive both their mothers and myself crazy.
他能夠使他們的母親和我都是發癲。
And there's one particular boy who, there's always one, isn't there?
其中有一個,
who's so good at just twisting the screws and others.
他是非常懂得去捉人家的痛腳。
Always with a critical word to say.
他懂得是說一些很...
Always something with something critical or something destructive.
一些很不令人高興的字。
It's amazing how he can find so many destructive things to say or non-positive, negative things to say.
實在非常驚訝,他能夠可以說一些很負面的字出來。
You know, of course, I won't tell you who because I believe in protecting the innocent.
我不會告訴你是誰,因為我相信我要給一些私隱他們。
I wouldn't want you to know who is guilty.
我不會想你們知道誰是有罪的。
Because as guilty as he is, so am I.
因為雖然他是衰,但同樣我都是有罪的。
I mean, we have a prayer board at home.
我在家裡面有一個禱告的地方。
And under this one particular boy, it says, learn to be nice to my brothers.
在這個兒子的禱告的盒裡面就寫著我要學習 好好對待他們的弟兄,
And every week we update that board.
每一個禮拜我都會更改這個祈禱的版,
For the things that need to be updated.
我要更改一些需要更改的事情。
So much to my surprise at the end of the summer, After a whole school year and a summer had gone by, and we had erased prayer requests week after week.
我非常之驚訝的，就係暑假完咗之後，我暑假每一個禮拜都一直更改我哋需要祈禱嘅事項。
I thought it would be time to start with a new board.
我以為可以重新去寫過一塊新嘅祈禱板。
So I started erasing all the prayer requests.
我開始去查咗之前嗰啲祈禱事項。
But I couldn't erase that one prayer request. Be nice to my brothers.
但我就發現我唔能夠去查咗我呢個仔嗰個嘅祈禱事項，嗰個就係希望能夠好好對待佢嘅弟兄嗰個祈禱事項。
It had been on there for so long that the dry erase marker had been stuck permanent to the board.
呢一份嘅祈禱事項已經係喺逗留咗喺呢塊板好耐，喺嗰度未擦過，所以而家已經係長久嘅喺塊板上面。
So I got a little bit water and started scrubbing.
我開始用水去擦，希望擦擦擦。
Finally came off after a lot of effort.
最後終於能夠擦掉啦。
But you could still see kind of written, you know, kind of hidden the outline of those words.
但你仍然能夠隱隱約約嘅見到嗰啲字。
So it is with our own hearts.
就好似我哋嘅心一樣。
If we are like that, if the words that come out of our mouth are not kind-hearted and tender.
好似我哋嘅口，從我哋口出嚟嘅係一啲唔仁慈嘅説話。
The vestiges of sin will be ingrained within our hearts.
就好似罪係能夠喺我哋嘅心裏面係其他人能夠隱隱約約見到嘅。
Instead, we need to be people who learn to be kind and thankful.
我哋實在要學習成為嗰一班充滿慈愛。
The Lord wants us to be a people who know how to rejoice always.
主願意我哋成為一班時常謝恩嘅人。
Who never cease to pray, who are always giving thanks.
係不住嘅禱告，凡事謝恩。
No, because praise is the fruit of the lips.
因為讚美就係我哋嘴唇嘅果子。
Is something that is pleasing to the Lord.
是一些主喜悅的。
I think praise is the ultimate expression of truth, love, and grace.
我相信重讚就是剛才所說誠實、愛心、恩典最主要的一個彰顯。
Really, I should clarify that. That's praise to God.
或者換句話來說，重讚神。
Because there is no higher, there is no greater truth than God Himself.
因為除了神之外，沒有一個更高、更真的真理。
Because He was, He is, and He is to come.
因為祂就是昔在、永在。
There's no changing with Him, there's no shifting or shadows, there's no variation.
在祂裡面是不會有改變的。
He is a bedrock of truth.
祂就是那個磐石。
Right, there's no greater love than the love which He has shown to us.
沒有一個更大的愛是大過祂給我們的愛。
Through the giving of His Son, Christ Jesus.
祂的愛就是將祂的兒子賜給我們。
And because of that great love which He has shown us, we can now love others.
因為祂所彰顯給我們的愛，我們能夠愛其他人。
But there is still a chasm really between this truth and this love.
但是在这个真理和这个爱的中间仍然有这个空隙。
And that's where the grace comes in.
这个空隙就是恩典。
Because grace is what connects the truth, His righteous standard.
恩典就是这个能够将真理这个公义的标准。
With His being able to love us.
能夠將祂接到神的愛，祂能夠愛我們。
So I think when we take our words of truth and our words of love and grace and we combine it all together, then that will lead us back to the praise of God.
所以我相信，如果我們能夠說誠實話，用愛心、用恩典說誠實話的時候，我們就能夠重讚神。
We have to move on. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我們要繼續看了，我們請看哥林多前書第二章。
Verses 4 and 5.
第四節和第五節。
And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God.
哥林多前書第二章第四至五節，我說的話，講的道，不是用智慧委婉的言語，但是用聖靈和大能的明證，叫你們的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
So we can speak with truth, and we can speak with love, but we also need to speak with the Spirit and with the power of God.
我哋讲过，我哋能够用爱心说话，我哋要说诚实话，但系我哋亦都要系靠着圣灵同神嘅大能说话。
Otherwise, the words will just be our own words. It will just be the wisdom of men, the wisdom of this world.
如果唔系嘅话，我哋讲嘅就只系呢个世界嘅说话，系凭住呢个世界嘅智慧所讲嘅。
And though it may make sense at the time,
虽然可能。讲出来的时候可能 是对
We know nothing in this world is eternal
但我们知道这个世界上的事情都是短暂的
Except God and His words alone
唯有神和神的话
So as a result we have to rely on the Spirit
所以我们需要依靠圣灵
And on the power that the Spirit gives to us
靠着圣灵所给我们的大能
You know, the Spirit has been given to us as a pledge, as a deposit of the inheritance that we're going to have.
你知唔知道圣灵就系神俾我哋喺地上呢个凭据。
God has established a covenant with us.
神系立咗一个约同我哋。
And He has put His words and His Spirit upon us.
佢系将佢嘅话系放喺圣灵里面。
The Holy Spirit is our helper.
圣灵系我哋嘅帮手。
And He has given us an anointing.
佢俾咗一个嘅恩膏
that teaches us all things.
佢要教导我哋所有嘅事情
so that we don't need to be taught by anybody.
使我哋唔需要其他人教啲乜嘢
except by God alone.
唯有神自己
But in order to have this anointing effective within us.
但系如果我哋要得到这个恩膏在我们里面是有用的话
It's critical that we abide in him
我们非常重要的是要住在主里面
For unless we abide in him we will not have the proper words
因为唯有我们是住在主里面我们就不能够讲一些适当的话
But when we abide in him the Lord will give us the proper words to say
但当我们是住在圣灵里面的时候主就会给我们适当的话
The first part of abiding is learning how to listen to the Spirit
住在圣灵的第一部分就要学习怎样去听圣灵的话
As the Spirit writes to the churches He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches
好像圣灵这样说凡有意的就应当听
Now, Many of us are studying this Many of us have already studied this as we've gone through the book of Revelations.
好多人都系睇紧启示录大家都睇到呢句嘅金句。
We need to have an ear that hears the Spirit.
我哋需要有一个能够听到圣灵嘅耳朵。
Because the Spirit is from God.
因为圣灵系从神而嚟。
The Spirit is God.
圣灵就系神。
And He teaches us all that we need to know.
佢教导我哋所有我哋需要知道嘅。
And not only will He teach us, but He will not, and speak to us, but He will enable us to be able to speak.
佢唔单只系向我哋说话，佢能够使我哋能够说话
in a way that is consistent with His own desires and His own truths.
使我哋能够说一啲系同佢相称嘅说话
I think we all know hearing precedes speaking.
我哋大家都知道听系喺讲之前
Nature tells us this.
呢个天然呢个自然系告诉我哋嘅。
Baby doesn't know how to speak.
一个 BB 佢唔识讲嘢。
They can babble.
佢能够系
They can make noises.
可以讲一啲声，做一啲声音出嚟。
But they do not learn how to speak until they have heard.
但系佢哋系未学，佢哋听，佢哋讲之前一定要学听先。
It's just like a person who is born deaf.
好似一个聋嘅人。
They are basically mute. At best, they may just be able to utter sounds.
最好的情況就是他能夠做一些聲音出來。
But it's not until we hear,
直至你學懂聽,
and we apprehend and comprehend,
你能夠明白,
will we be able to then form it back into words.
之後我們才能夠將這些聽到的說出來。
So it is spiritually.
同樣屬靈的事情都是這樣
the natural man cannot appraise the spiritual things
一個天然的人不能夠懂得屬靈的事情
But the spiritual man can take that which is spiritual
但是屬靈的人就能夠懂得屬靈的事情
He no longer needs to drink milk but he can take the solid food
他不需要喂奶 他能夠吃固體的食物
Because he has learned how to listen to the Spirit
因為他已經學到怎樣去聽聖靈說話
And once we have learned how to listen to the Spirit then the Spirit will place the words on our lips
當我們學懂聽聖靈的話的時候 聖靈就將話語放在你的口裡
You know, I was recently studying the life of Watchman Nee for something we were doing on a Friday night fellowship.
我最近一直研讀倪托星弟兄的生平。
And I was amazed to read how much he had read in his life.
我非常惊讶地看到他一生读过多少书。
He was a very avid reader. He read over 3,000 books in his, I believe, his early life.
他非常热爱 在他年輕的時候去讀多過一千本書三千本書
3,000 Can you imagine that? That would be 100 books a year for 30 years 2 books a week for 30 years
三千本書是大約100本書在頭三年
What was so amazing about this is the Lord really gave him a gift of being able to remember many of the things that he had read
更加驚訝的地方就是主是賜給一個記憶能夠記得他所看到的東西
So when I think of this, of how this man, this brother in the Lord, spent so much energy and time looking into the spiritual things of God, it puts me to shame.
當我見到這個弟兄花這麼多的時間在神的事情的時候,我自己就覺得羞恥。
I mean, what are we? Giving the Holy Spirit to work with.
我哋係俾咗啲乜嘢聖靈能夠係作工嘅咧?
How do we spend our time?
我哋花我哋嘅時間喺邊度咧?
Now you don't have to be a Watchman Nee prodigy and go out and read all the spiritual books that you can find.
你唔需要好似倪托星弟兄咁樣走出去將所有屬靈書籍睇曬佢。
But what God wants of us is to have a place where He could find His words. Built, hidden away in our hearts.
但是神所需要的就是我們每一個人都有一個地方能夠將祂的話儲藏過來。So
we need to be people who surround ourselves with His words.
我們要成為一班是將自己放在浸落神的話裡面的一班人。
No, in order to also be able to speak with the Spirit and the power of God, we have to be mindful of this world.
如果我們是藉著聖靈和祂的大能說話的話,我們需要去留意我們周圍的世界。We
have to learn to become dead to this world.
我們要學習向世界死。Sometimes
it means turning a deaf ear or muting our mouths to the things of this world.
很多時的意思就是要我們去不聽一些世界要我們聽的事情, 或者是不講一些世界要我們所講的話。
You know, some of us have an itching ear.
很多人可能很多時都會耳痕。
That we're always interested in all these different myths or ideas.
你很想聽到一些有趣的事情,有趣的事物。
That we let go of sound doctrine. That we instead want to just have our ears tickled and to be satisfied and pleased.
我們寧願是聽一些這些有趣的事情,都不去追求一些真理。
No, I'm really concerned for the Church of God in the West here.
我實在是為著喺西岸嘅教會有一個負擔。
Because I see so many of us falling into this trap.
因為我見到好多嘅基督徒都入咗呢個陷阱。
That we are just people who are wanting to have our ears tickled.
我哋成為一班耳痕嘅人，希望聽到一啲有趣嘅事情。
That we are so quick to turn aside sound doctrine and instead exchange it for myths.
我哋好快嘅拒絕一啲真理，卻係要換嚟一啲有趣嘅事情。
For wives' tales, for things that are of no use to the spiritual man.
我哋希望聽到一啲有趣嘅故事，但係呢啲嘢係完全對一個屬靈嘅人係冇好處嘅。
Now we as listeners, or maybe today I should say you as a listener.
今日你作為一個聽到嘅人，
have a responsibility.
有一個責任，
it's a great responsibility.
有一個好大嘅責任，
that you would listen to the things from God.
你要聽神嘅事情，
and that you would create an atmosphere that would be conducive to listening to the things of God.
你要去製造一個使你能夠融入神話語一個環境。
Too many of us today
今日很多人
are just looking to be entertained.
希望被其他人娛樂。
We come, we want to be entertained.
我們來到這裡希望被講到娛樂。
We want to just have a good time.
我希望今日有一個好嘅時光。
We want to just drop in and drop out of church.
我希望入到教會就離開教會。
Not only physically but also mentally.
唔單止係你嘅身親自嚟到，亦都係你嘅心嚟到之後就走咗啦。
That is, we drop in physically.
我哋嘅身體嚟到教會。
That is, what the speaker has to say is not captivating, is not engrossing.
如果嗰個人講到唔好聽，唔有趣嘅話，
then I'm going to turn out my mind.
咁我嘅心就離開啦。
I'm going to turn it off and move it on to the next thing.
我嘅心就離開，我嘅心就想去下一件事情嗰度。
May the Lord forgive us when we are like this.
願主係原諒我哋，當我哋係咁樣嘅時候。
For in a similar fashion,
同樣，
we who speak have to be careful.
我哋講嘢嗰一班人亦都要小心。
That we don't just cater to this type of attitude.
使我哋所講嘅嘢，唔係為著要娛樂其他人而講。
And I'm not just talking about here and now.
唔單止係講到而家呢個境況。
But many of us, really all of us, have a platform from which the Lord allows us to speak.
我實在每一個人神都俾你一個嘅機會，一個位置，使你說話。
So when we speak, we need to uphold the truth of God. We need to uphold the love of God.
所以當我哋喺呢個位置說話嘅時候，我哋要去持守神嘅真理，神嘅愛。
And we can't be like people who just water things down, who peddle the word of God.
我哋唔可以做嗰一班人，就係好求其講嘢嘅一班人。
We just sell it as if it's some small useless trinket.
好求其咁樣講一啲其他人鍾意聽嘅話。
We just hold up these little trinkets, these shiny things before our friends and our neighbors and our relatives and say, oh look, this is who God is.
當我哋同人說話嘅時候，唔好好似炫耀一啲你自己擁有嘅嘢，好似將神係變作一啲你想炫耀嘅嘢一樣。
But we serve an almighty living God.
因為我哋係服侍一個全能嘅神。
Who is powerful and who is holy.
佢係全能嘅，佢係聖潔嘅。
So we need to let him have his place.
所以我哋要俾佢當得嘅地位。
First as a listener,
首先要作為一個聽嘅人，
and then as a speaker,
之後再做一個說話嘅人。
Our focus needs to be on God.
我哋嘅注意力要集中喺神嗰度。
We need to defer to his power.
我哋要靠著佢嘅大能。
We can't usurp his power. We can't take away that which is his.
我哋唔能夠係唔靠住佢嘅大能。
We must not water it down.
我们不可以将它浸淡,
but we must let God and His Word stand alone for what it is.
我们要容让神和他的话是站住,
for the kingdom of God does not consist of words, but of power.
因为神的国不在乎言语,
we want to have power in our speech.
我们希望我说话的时候有权能,
then we need to rest on God.
如果我们想这样的时候,我们就要休息在神那里。
We have to take out all our man-made formulas and devices.
我们要放低所有人的思想,人的意思。
And we need to become a transparent people.
我们要成为一个透明的人。
So that the light and the love of God can shine through us.
使神的光,神的爱,能够照通我们。
To those who are around us.
通过我们照去在我们身边的人。
This then is how we are to speak from our hearts.
这些就是我们应该怎样从我们的心说话。
Let us learn together how to speak with the right heart.
愿意我们大家一起学习。 是用一个适当合宜的心说话,
a heart and a mouth that is pleasing to God.
使我们用一个神喜悦的心和神喜悦的舌头。
May the words of my lips and the meditations of my mouth be pleasing to the Lord.
愿意我口中的言语、心中的思念在神面前蒙得悦纳。
And may the words of your mouth and may the meditations of your lips be pleasing to Him as well.
愿你的口中的话,心里面的思念在神面前得悦纳。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们最后祈祷。
Father, we are grateful for all that you provide to us.
天父,我们多谢你供应我们的。
We are thankful that you have created us the way we are.
我们多谢你,是做我们这一班人。
And that you have given us a heart of flesh.
亦都赐给我们一个心,
that you have removed this heart of stone.
是将这个刚硬的心是挪开,
that we can be a people who are tender and kind-hearted now.
使我们能够成为一班温柔是充满慈爱的人,
because of what you have done.
因为你为我们所作的,
we are grateful that you have given us our mouths.
我们多谢你赐给我们有口,
we are grateful for the tongues which you give to us.
我们感谢你赐给我们舌头,
because we know that you have made us different.
因为你做我们是不同其他人的,
you have made us so that we may be able to praise you.
你做我们要我们能够敬拜你,
you have made us so that we may be able to speak of your excellencies.
你做我们是要我们将你的大能是同人分享,
so enable us.
所以求你给力量我们,
train us from the inside out, from our heart to our mouths.
从内外训练我们的心,训练我们的口,
that we may learn to become useful members within your household.
使我们在你的家里成为一个有用的成员,
that we would be able to carry out the work in your kingdom.
使我们能够为着你的国度做事。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
阿们。